Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio, and today I have a very special guest who has some powerful information and stories to share with us that are, it will not only help us with our health, but probably give us a different perspective on maybe the way things really work in the world. Her name is Kathleen O'Keefe Canevas, and she is a three-time breast cancer survivor whose precognitive dreams diagnosed her illness and guided her through treatments and surgeries. She has lived to become an international bestseller and multi-award winning author, and a producer and host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod Radio and Television. She's also an international speaker and intuitive dream coach. These achievements were reached with one goal in mind, and that was to save even if she could save even one life by educating others on the power of our dreams to diagnose and heal our health, our wealth, and relationships, it would be well worth the journey that she has taken. So Kathleen, also known as Kat, welcome to the show. I'm delighted to have you come on and share your story with our listeners. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Georgiana. I am just thrilled to be here.
Well, I am excited that you have quite a story to tell, and I'm going to let you run with it because it's really an amazing story. What I will say is that we want to get your story in the details, but we really want to get the explanation of the work that you're doing with the doctor and everything that you're doing today. So maybe the first 20 minutes you can tell us your whole story, okay? So why don't you start, tell us where it all began. I know you had a very blessed life up to that point. So why don't you tell us all about that and then what happened, okay?
Okay, well, I did have a very blessed life. I married a fabulous man, and I've been married to him for almost 40 years now. And so after I got married, well, actually before I got married, I was a special ed teacher, and I taught psychology at USF, the Fort Myers branch. And then after I got married, about 5 years after we were married, my husband made me an offer. I couldn't refuse, Georgiana. He offered to pay me more to stay home and travel with him, so I couldn't pass that up. And then all of a sudden in 1998, actually, I was in Boston, Massachusetts with my gynecologist and general practitioner, and he did my yearly mammogram, blood test, physical exam, and I got the results saying I was healthy. It comes in the mail as a little yellow piece of paper. And then I started having these dreams. And in these dreams, while I was just enjoying my regular dream, it would suddenly stop. And my dream would freeze like a computer screen on a TV that's been put on pause. And in the center of my dream, a pop-up window would appear, much like, we get pop-up windows on our computers. And that window would expand into a door that I called the room between realms. And it would expand into that door. And a spirit guide guardian angel in mine was dressed as a Franciscan monk in a long brown hooded robe with a knotted belt and leather sandals, stepped right through this sacred dream door. And his hood covers his face, so I can't see his face, but he says to me, "Come with me, we have something to tell you." And he leads me through that pop-up. And I find that I'm in a room between realms, and in the dream I'm actually wondering where I'm going, but I obediently follow him into the room. And it's a place that is neither of the living nor of the dead. It's a parallel universe of consciousness. And waiting for me through that dream doorway are two other monks. And this one monk takes my hand and he places it on my right breast and he says, "You have cancer right here. Do you feel it?" And I could actually feel it in the dream. And he said, "You go back to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment and tell him you need a second set of tests." So this happened, Georgiana, like two other times. And then finally, the third dream when this happened with the pop-up after I had gone back to my doctor each time, like the monks told me, and I was given another mammogram, another blood test, another physical. When the monks turned up in my dream the third time, I started crying. And I told them, I said, look, I've already gone back to my doctors just like you told me to. And they're telling me there's nothing wrong with me, that I'm too young for cancer. Cancer doesn't run in my family, that there's no breast cancer there. And they really don't want to see me anymore. So if I do have cancer, help me. You have to do something to help me if you don't want me to die. And so the spirit guide, that Franciscan monk, reaches into his enormous sleeve and he pulls out this tiny little white feather, no larger than one that probably escapes from your pillow at night and glides to the bedroom floor. And he looks at me and he says, use this feather as a sword defense in your verbal battles with the doctors, and you'll win against their scientific facts. You need exploratory surgery. So if you present your case to the doctors as though you were an attorney standing in front of an incredulous judge who dislikes you, you're going to win, he says. And then he turns around and he just walks out of my dream.
So right, there's one piece of information we have to tell the listeners, what? Is that you are a woman who is very endowed in the breast area. You had very large breasts, and so they were doing mammograms and doing exams on you, but it's a little different depending upon the density of the tissue. So that's just, I just want to put that out there, mm-hmm. so they understand, mm-hmm. you know, like parts of the evolving story. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I was well endowed, as my husband put it. So, yes. So after the Franciscan monk turned around and walked out of my dream, the sacred dream door closed behind him, and my previous dream started right back up where it had stopped off, as if, you know, nothing had happened. And then I turned up in my doctor's office without an appointment. And I told him, I said, you know, I need a second set of tests. By this time, Georgiana, by the time I showed up in his office for the third time without an appointment, when he saw me, he just kind of rolled his eyes and was like, why are you back? And I said, I know something's wrong. You're my doctor. I need you to help me. Please get me a second set of tests. And actually, I need exploratory surgery. Now, Georgie and I did not tell him I was having dreams because I wanted treatment. I did not want a padded cell or medication to make me stop dreaming. And when I told him I wanted exploratory surgery, he looked at me as though I had set myself on fire in his office. And he said, we can't do that. Well, I can't do that. It's against my policy. It's against hospital policy. You have to think about things like infection. Things can go wrong with anesthesia. And then I remembered the feather. And Georgiana, I took the feather in my mind. I saw myself standing there, pinching it between my fingers and pointing it at him and saying, I need for you to listen to me. I know something is wrong. I need this surgery. And he walked out of the office, came back in a couple minutes later and said, I've set you up for exploratory surgery 3 days after New Year's. And so 3 days after New Year's, I was in surgery and I felt myself go under. And then, you know, who knows where you are? You're floating around. You don't remember anything. But I heard my doctor's voice say, when I was floating around down in that deep, dark well of nothingness under anesthesia, we got it all. Clothes were up, and I dragged myself out of the anesthesia. And it's as hard as when you're trying to run in a dream and you just can't run. You drop down on all fours and you're trying to run like a dog or a cat. I climbed up the side of that slimy, dark, black well, poked my head over the top and said, what was it? and the whole room just froze. And this head came up over the top of me that blocked the light, thank goodness, because it was blinding. It was the anesthesiologist. And he said, did she just speak? And my doctor said, it's what we thought it was, Kat. It's just a fibristic tumor. Go back to sleep. And at that point, the pain was excruciating because now it's fully awake. And that my doctor said to the anesthesiologist, give her more. And I went back under. And when I came back to in the recovery room, my doctor came in and said, pathology didn't like what they saw when they cut the tumor open. And I said, is it breast cancer? And he said, yes, it is. Now I need to refer you to a specialist. And it turned out I was in stage 2 breast cancer with it in a lymph node.
Yeah, so it turns out. What did they say to you when they found it, when the diagnosis came back as cancer? What was the attitude of this whole situation?
Well, actually, the doctor that did the surgery was my gynecologist. I kept saying at the time he told me he was going to do the surgery, I kept saying, well, shouldn't we have an oncologist present? And he said, you don't have breast cancer, Kat. You are too young for it. It doesn't run in your family. And I said, well, who's going to do the surgery? And he said, I am. So I actually never saw him again. After the diagnosis came back from pathology, I was referred to the chief of radiology and the chief of oncological surgery. So I never really saw him again.
Right.
But he didn't say anything.
When you did go to see the oncologist, what did they say mm-hmm. when they heard this whole story?
I said, you know, how could they have missed it in a mammogram? And their response was, you know, mammograms are only as good as the people who take them and the people who read them. And we are the very best. So we are now going to have you take your mammograms here at our hospital. And we're going to have a radiologist read it right in front of you. And this, you know, basically this mistake won't happen again. So it was, and they also said, you know, there are 30% of women in the country, or possibly throughout the world, I'm not really sure, but I think they were speaking more in the country, who have missed breast cancer on mammograms, especially if they have dense breasts, which I have. Yeah.
So this is not as far out. I mean, them not finding it isn't as far out as it might sound, but what is far out is the fact that you had a dream. And one of the ironies of your dream, you told me in the pre-interview, Kat, is that you're not Catholic. So you don't have any unconscious association or affiliation with monks, right?
No. I've had so many people. I mean, I think even Dr. Oz asked me, are you Catholic? Do you have monks in your family? And I said, no, I'm not Catholic, you know, and I don't even know any monks. I had never seen a Franciscan monk. And then when Peter and I were walking around New York one day, I guess there was a convention, and I pointed to a monk across the street, and the first thing I said to my husband was, is that real? Can you see it? And he said, of course that monk is real. I can see it. And I said, just checking. And I said, that's the monk in my dream. And he said, that's the Franciscan monks. That's like St. Francis of Assisi. It's those monks.
Wow. And you have no idea why that St. Francis of Assisi monk came to you in a dream, right? They didn't explain that at all.
No idea. It did get my attention. And you know, being a dream expert, not only because of my dreams, but I had training in it when I worked with the profoundly emotionally disturbed, because they would have nightmares and night terrors. And usually your nightmares can be a gift in disguise with information. And you'll have something in your dream, especially if it's a scary dream or a bizarre dream, to shock you into remembering it. So, yeah, seeing a monk walk up to me in a dream, that would be a bit unusual, a bit shocking. The only thing that might have been a little more shocking would have been, you know, a sister with a ruler in her hand, because I've heard lots of stories about them. So I'm kind of glad I didn't have one of those.
That's pretty funny. I want to get to the Dr. Oz stuff, because it was a whole thing. All kinds of stuff has happened to you as a result of you being interviewed and reporting this. And you were kind of discovered by a doctor, weren't you, who was at Duke University doing research on this very subject. So why don't you tell us about the good doctor and who you're still, you're still working with and doing research with. And tell us how that whole story evolved, how, you know, you had this experience and, you know, this doctor found you, and you also wound up on Dr. Oz, and you had the whole show was all about your experience.
Yes, you may be hearing my Siamese cat in the background there. I apologize if you do. He loves to roar. Yes,
roaring cats. There you go.
Roaring cat and monks. It's all happening here at the Cannabis Zoo. Dr. Larry Burke is a radiologist at Duke University Medical. And he was actually chief of radiology a few years ago, but he's cut back a little bit on his work, and he's doing more research now. And he started a breast cancer dream research program at Duke University Medical while he was a radiologist there, when he was working full time, because when women would come in for treatment, radiation treatment, he would ask them, well, how was your breast cancer found? Did you find it? Or was it found in a mammogram, an MRI? Did you feel it? What? And there were 20 women who said, I found it in a dream. I mean, they were right up front about it. I don't know if I would have been that honest, but they said, I found my own breast cancer in a dream. So-and-so came to me in a dream, or I had a dream about it, and then I went to my doctors and found it was true. So Dr. Larry Burke said, you mean you had the dream first, and then you went to your doctor, and the doctors validated your dream with a pathology report? And they said, yes. And that's exactly what had happened to me.
Right.
So he decided if there were that many women, just in his small little, you know, area that he was working in, imagine how many people there must be around the world.
Sure.
So he went on the internet to research it, and I came up from my first book, Surviving Cancer Land, Intuitive Aspects of Healing. And he contacted me. We spoke for a long time. Then we started doing workshops together at the IASD, which is the International Association for the Study of Dreams, which shares information with doctors all over the world about dream and dream research. And so now we're doing a second book together. The first book came out in 2018. It won the Nautilus Book Award for 2019. And we're getting ready to do the next one. And the book that we did together, the first one, is Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. And that's important, Georgiana, because these early warning signs that people were getting from their dreams helped save their lives.
Right, exactly. And the doctor did not identify any attributing factors to this, right? I mean, they didn't find any commonality. It wasn't like, well, all of these people, you know, had been to a meditation retreat or, you know, something that was commonly shared. How did you get on Dr. Oz? Tell us about that. That was quite a, you know, that was quite an episode. We're going to take our first commercial, and then when we come back, I'm going to ask you to tell us all about the Dr. Oz experience, because from what you shared with me in the pre-interview, you had, you know, been scheduled for one of the segments, and you wound up being on the show for the entire hour, which is pretty remarkable. So when we come back, Kat, if you would tell us all about how Dr. Oz got to you, how you got on the show and what happened during that time. That was very, I mean, I used to work with Dr. Oz at Health Corps, and that's a very unusual thing to have happen. So I know it was kind of a big deal for him. We're going to go, we're going to go away for a short commercial. We will come back, listeners. Don't go anywhere. We will continue to talk to Kat about her experience with dreams and the work that she's doing now to help others, you know, use their dreams to get well. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donatio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donatio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donatio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of Health Corp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
Today Today I'm talking with Kathleen O'Keefe Kavanos, and she is an award-winning author of several books. One of them is Surviving Cancerland. And we've been speaking with her about her books and about the work that she's been doing with the various doctors and the research that she's involved in. And before the break, she was talking about, and I said, you've got to wait till after the break and tell us all about it. She wound up on the Dr. Oz show. And if you know anything about Dr. Oz show, and as I mentioned before, you know, I've had my program has had the pleasure. We've educated Dr. Oz's teachers, these young people that come into his organization called Health Corps, and we've educated them in whole health for a number of years. So we're familiar with him. We're familiar with the organization. And on his show, if you come on as a guest and you have a 10-minute segment or 15-minute segment, and that morphs into the entire program, you know that it's something pretty extraordinary. And that's exactly what happened to Kat. She went on the show, and instead of it being a short little segment, she wound up being on the show for the whole hour. So, Kat, tell us all about that, because I'm sure that was a remarkable experience that normally doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful experience, and he is such a nice man. He is just so sweet. But my media PR person, Steve Allen Media, called me and told me that one of the producers from Dr. Oz had contacted him from my website to see if I could come on to a show they were doing called The Sixth Sense. And after they did the show, they actually held it over for 3 months and played it during the sweeps in order to pull their ratings up. So we were very proud of that. But I called the producers back and told them my story over the phone, and they were all like, well, we'll get back to you. And I thought, well, I'm never going to hear from them again, because that was just too bizarre, right? But I did. And they said, we'd like for you to come to New York. But first, before we can have you on the show, we need to interview your doctors. So we need to have all of your medical information. You need to send your medical reports that you have to us, which was a good thing. I saved them all. And then we will set up a date for you. So I went to New York and went upstairs. I had my own room up there, and there was food galore, all this healthy food galore, and I went down to do the Dr. Oz show, and one of the most surprising parts of the show, Georgiana, was when he had me on the first segment, and I saw these papers in his hand. I didn't think anything of it, and he turned to the audience, and he says, I've spoken with all her doctors, and these are her medical reports. And I found out that everything she said was true. And one of her doctors sent a video in stating that everything Kathy had said was true, which was that I was actually a 3-time breast cancer survivor. And all 3 times, you know, the mammograms, the blood tests, the physicals missed it, but my dreams found it. And my dreams got me to get the right test to save my life. So he made that announcement to the audience and waved the papers at them. And I remember seeing the look on my face, because you don't realize it when you're on the show, but the camera zoomed in on me, and I was like a bit panicked because I didn't realize he had done that.
Well, yeah, I mean, today in this day and age, if you make a claim, like there was something about heaven. There was a little boy who died and supposedly came back, you know. And so there are doctors who claim they've died on the operating table. And so now if anyone makes a claim like that, they drill right down into it, you know, and they're gonna get to it. Now, I believe, did you have a woman surgeon? Because on your website, there's a picture of a woman doctor who I believe is the one who sent the video in for you. Is that correct?
Yes, Dr. Helen Colon, yes. She was one of the surgeons. You have to understand, I had more than 21 surgeries, Georgiana.
Wow.
So I had a lot of surgeons. Yeah, I did. I had a lot of reconstructive surgery because I ended up with a double mastectomy, And even between the time the first cancer was found and when I finally went for a double mastectomy, I had a lot of surgeries in between there too, where they were checking lymph nodes. I got infections. I mean, you name it.
Wow. Wow. And so did Dr. Oz show your video on the television? Did he do that?
No, he didn't. He just had that for himself. He needed to verify that everything that I was saying was true, that I wasn't making anything up. So I had to, if anything, everything I said on the show was understated. And I was scheduled for the first segment. But what happened was after the first segment, when I was speaking with him, he actually took me over to, he's got three sets set up on the show. He took me to the second set and sat me right down next to him. And we did a second set. We did a second segment of the show that was about another woman who had a premonition that her baby was going to die. And she went to the doctors and just kept begging for more and more tests for her baby. And it turned out that there was something wrong with the baby's intestines, and the baby was dying. So she came on with me, and we were talking back and forth a little bit with that. And then Kelly Sullivan Walden came on because she had just written a book with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I was actually in that book, and we did not know. This was funny. We didn't know we were going to be on the show together.
Wow.
We had no idea. I heard her voice in the hallway, and I thought, that's Kelly, you know, because she's one of my friends. I said, that sounds like Kelly's voice. And I ran down the hall, and there she was. So she had been called in as well to be on the show. So we had a party on that show. We had such a good time. But I was on it all the way through, all three segments.
Wow. And so what did Dr. Oz want to know? And what was the best information that you could share with his audience? And we'd like you to share it with our audience. So what was it that he was asking? And what did the audience want to know?
I shared with the audience that none of my books were doctor bashing books at all, that doctors saved my life, but my dreams also saved my life. And dreams have been a part of humanity since the beginning of time. There are dreams, precognitive dreams, warning dreams in the Bible. Dreaming with spiritual leaders go back to the time of the ancient Egyptians, the ancient Romans, the ancient Greeks with the Asclepian dreaming temples. So dreams and medicine go together like peanut and butter. I think I said that on the show and he was like laughing because it's true. Our dreams are the way we connect with our inner guidance. And then we can go and get it validated with pathology reports. And one of the, I don't know if we have time for it, but the important dream that I think I talked to you about was when I thought I was going to die. The second time I found that I had the recurrence, and it was ended up being a 9x11 centimeter area. And I was crying. I fell asleep on the bed crying because I really did think I was going to die. I didn't know anybody who had survived recurrence. My mother died from recurrence about 6 months before I was diagnosed. So I was scared out of my mind.
And I can imagine.
My
monk, yes, I can imagine.
My monk showed up beside my bed. I thought I woke up in the dream, but I was still dreaming. And I said, I know why you're here. I know I'm dying. You may want to go warn God that when I get up there, I'm going to have some really big bones to pick with him because I'm pissed off. I don't know what I did to deserve this. And they said, don't you remember? We told you before you came down here, you said you wanted to come back onto the earth plane during a time when higher power, spiritual guidance, and God was taken out of everything. And we told you we would be with you every step of the way while you showed the world that science is a gift from a higher power, and you don't worship the science, you worship the higher power. And we're with you, and you are not going to die. Georgiana, I didn't die.
There you go. You're still here.
I'm still here, and I'm talking to you and your audience.
I know. It's really quite wonderful. Let's just talk a little bit. I mean, some of, I've been in medicine for longer than I care to admit, many, many decades. And one thing that we do know is that the unconscious mind, the physical body, is the material expression of the unconscious mind.
And so what that means is, you know, if we do have, today everybody talks about the mind-body connection. So this dream experience is a very real, organic mind-body experience, because the unconscious mind, which knows everything, and some people call it the soul, you know, the connection to God, the unconscious mind knows everything there is to know about everything. And there are people, I just interviewed a woman who is a breath therapist. She helps people to breathe, and in breathing a certain way, when you breathe a certain way, it actually changes the frontal cortex of your brain. It actually changes what goes on in your brain and opens and closes different parts of it. So part of the whole thing about the unconscious, whether it's dreaming or whatever it is, you know, you are having a communication not only with yourself, but what makes this really interesting is that you're having this communication with these beings who, you know, who are reporting that you know, that you weren't going to die, and that they were there to help you. I mean, a lot of people can have dreams, and we know it's the unconscious, right? I mean, there's a whole science to dream interpretation. But when you start dreaming about entities that have nothing to do with you, you know, from a social or religious perspective, it gets very intriguing. Has anybody offered you any explanation about why that may have happened?
No, they just keep asking me why monks. And the only answer I can come up with, Georgiana, is why not? I mean, it could have been a talking dog. I don't know why they were monks. But I'm sure glad they were, because I listened and I cherish them.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you were probably just as surprised as everybody else that monks showed up. Right.
They
would have been rabbis showing up. You would have been surprised if they were rabbis showing up, you know. It's like, you know, it's just, but isn't it interesting? I will share very quickly with you. I had one of my first guests was a physician. He was a surgeon, and he came on the show, and he was sharing his story. He's from India, and you know, a Hindu, and he and his wife were practicing Hindus, and he died on the operating table. And he was brought back, and he tells the story about how he was greeted by Jesus and brought, no, he was greeted by St. Michael and brought into a room and met Jesus. And I mean, and he's like telling all of this stuff, and his wife said, "What happened to all the Indian gods and goddesses? What were you doing with those people?" So, you know, he was equal. Here's this Indian Hindu, you know, who's very much into, you know, the whole aspect of the Indian gods and goddesses. And it shows up, and there's St. Michael and St. Raphael, and there's Jesus. And and so she was incredulous. But isn't it interesting? And I wonder, I wish somebody would do a little research and see, are most of the experiences that are, you know, during this type of situation, you know, who shows up? It would be nice to know who shows up. So anyway, you have this incredible experience on Dr. Oz's show. What came out from that? I mean, did you have a lot of calls, a lot of interviews? What was the result of that whole process?
I did have a lot of calls and a lot of interviews. And Dr. Larry Burke, actually, our next book had come out after that. When I went on to the Dr. Oz show, I had not completed Dreams That Can Save Your Life yet, because Larry Burke didn't know about me yet. So actually, after the Dr. Oz show, that was one of the things that he saw, that I was what he was looking for his research subjects. So after Dr. Oz, we put together Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, which is 30 other stories of not just breast cancer. The breast cancer women in the book make the backbone of the book. That's what I like to say. But there's all these other stories, Georgiana, of people having dreams like this one story. I've got to tell you this story. You know, we didn't talk about it in the pre-interview, but yes, this woman was 22 years old. She had a two-year-old child. She had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. the doctors had tried everything and nothing was working. And they finally said, we're going to stop treatment, go home, get your house in order, figure out who you want to raise your child. There's nothing else we can do. And
boy,
that night.
You talk about trauma. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. Trauma right there. She went home and that night she has a dream. And in the dream, she dreams that she wakes up and goes into the backyard when this big silver spaceship lands. These aliens come out and they tell her that she needs the drug interferon. And she goes, what? And they opened her hand, they put the drugs in her hand, and they said, they look like this. You need interferon. Go back to your doctor tomorrow, much like me, and tell him you need this drug. So she wakes up the next morning and they keep saying to her, interferon, interferon, don't forget.
Right.
She goes,
yes, which is
the doctor,
which is a drug that was developed. It was developed for cancer. So, yeah.
Right. But then listen to this. She goes back to the doctor and he says that drug is only just now being tried on people. But I'll get it for you. He gave it to her and she's still alive. And that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
Now, she was visited not by monks, but by aliens, right?
Yes.
She had a dream about aliens. Tell us some of the other stories, some of the other dreams that are in the book. They must be absolutely fascinating. Give us one or two more. And let's repeat, this book, is this the book you did with the doctor or is this your book?
Yes. This is the book that I did with the doctor. And some of the dreams in this book are my dreams from Surviving Cancer Land. I made reference to them in the actual, you know, in the book. Here's another one that I just really loved. And we have dreams by doctors in the book. Dr. Jay Troutman, and the title of his dream is The Playground of Life and Death. He kept having a recurrent dream of him carrying his own body as a child through a playground and dumping it into a mass grave.
Wow.
And it over and over again. He kept having this recurrent dream. And then he would wake up in the morning and he would have this tremendous urge to go and take a bath. And he says, I hate baths. He says it right in the story. I never take a bath. He gets in the bathtub and the third time he has the dream, again, that number three, he feels his testicular cancer. And he goes and he gets it validated by a doctor.
Yeah.
And he survives.
Wow.
Yep.
So what was that dream that he was carrying his body through the playground and dumped it?
He was dying and he was carrying himself and throwing himself into a grave if he did not get help. There was something really, really wrong with him. And then it would bleed over, which they often do. They often bleed over into the waking world. And there was this desire to bathe. When he would wake up from the dream, he felt icky because he had thrown himself into this mass grave.
Wow.
And
wow.
So he went and took a bath and that's when he found the cancer. So
did he find a lump? Is that what he found?
Mm-hmm.
A testicular lump. Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible. I don't want you to tell all your stories because I want everybody to look up your book. Now, which book is that in? Which
this
of the
is
books?
In the one that I did with Dr. Larry Burke, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. That's just one of the amazing stories. And what's really amazing about this book, Georgiana, is every single story is validated by pathology reports. We had to get those in order to get published.
Right. So, listeners, if you're looking, you want something, this resonates with you, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs. And, I mean, you want to go on Amazon, you want to look that up. But you can also do it by going to Kat's website, which is Kathleen O'Keefe, KANAVOS. So it's, or you can just put in Queen of Dreams. Isn't that correct?
Yes, the Queen of Dreams. Yep, the Queen of Dreams. That's the title of my column that I write in a couple of different magazines, and it'll take you right to my website.
So if you want it, an easy way is the Queen of Dreams, and you can read and find out a lot more about the books and about everything that's going on. But
Okay, so in the meantime, we need to take another break. Hard to believe the time just goes by so fast. When we come back, let's talk about the work that you're doing now. I know the work that you're doing with your doctor. You're doing research with him. You're also teaching. You're coaching. You're helping people, you know, in these variety of ways. So when we come back, if you would be good enough to share with us the work that you're doing, how people can work with you, how you actually work with people one-on-one, and more information about you. So, listeners, don't go away. We will be back with Kat after the next break.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
are back with Kathleen O'Keefe Cavanaugh, who is a Nautilus Award-winning author of two books. Both of her books have won the award. The first one was her book, Surviving Cancerland, The Intuitive Aspects of Healing, and Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, that she wrote with Dr. Larry Burke, who is a physician, a research physician at Duke University. So, tell us more about the work you're doing now. What has come out of, you know, all of this? You've had quite a journey. How many years was it all together, Kat, from the first dream until, you know, the last medical intervention?
Well, it started in 1998, and we're already practically at 2020.
Wow. So it's been over 20 years that this has been going on. When was your last surgery, man? When was the last procedure that you had?
It was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so why do you say till 2020? Are you having? Are you talking about your checkups? You're talking about?
I have regular checkups and all that. But the last surgery was when I had the double mastectomy. And that was like 6 years after the first breast cancer that showed up that they found in 1999. Even though the dream started in 1998, I had my first chemotherapy on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
So, happy birthday to me, right?
Wow. That was quite the birthday present. But you and I had this conversation, and I want to say it because I do believe, I really do believe that there's a formula to things. You're a woman who lived her first 40 years with lots of love, a good family, an exciting upbringing, traveling around Europe. You had a dad who was a Green Beret. You called yourself an army brat, but you had a pretty good life. traveling around and just enjoying yourself. Then you go off and you get married to a fabulous man. And how many of us ever get to do either of those things? Okay. So you get married to a fabulous man, right? So here you are. You're almost 40 years old. And what happens? Well, they say in life that life is 50-50. You get 50% really great stuff. And then it doesn't have to be the 50 percentile, but you get the same equal amount in pain or suffering or illness. And it really sounds like, you know, you're a good case for that, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, with those monk dreams where they said, we're going to be with you every step of the way and you're not going to die, you know, I was allowed to play in that playground of life for the first 40 years. And then after the breast cancer, I've dedicated my life now to writing books to help save other women. If my books just save one life, it's worth it. And to help the medical industry realize that our dreams are important parts of our mind, body, spirit, and they're an important part for diagnosing and finding problems that are wrong, and also in guidance. So that's
right.
What I'm doing.
Right. So what you're really doing, Kat, which is awesome, is you're expanding the mind-body awareness spectrum. You're really opening this up now. You're opening it up in medical research that you're doing with your doctor, Dr. Larry Burke at Duke. You're doing it with, you know, through vehicles like Dr. Oz's show and other. I know you've done many, many, many major interviews. So you're really bringing an awareness. So you've probably spent the first 40 years having a ball, and now the next 40 or 50 years, you'll be working your tail off, right?
I will. I am.
Yeah,
and I'm
meeting
the most wonderful people like yourself who are helping me to do that because, let's face it, we're all connected by universal oneness, and it's hard to do things by yourself.
Absolutely. But it's my own little joke, and I always like to share it with people because I think there's something wonderfully comforting in that. When you realize that we've all been given a lot, sometimes at the beginning of our lives there's terrible suffering and illness. Sometimes later in life there's an abundance of, you know, treasures. It can show up any
in any way. But most people actually have a mixed bag, so to speak. And if we can remember that when we're going through the bad times, sometimes that can help, right? So tell us about how people can get a hold of you. I know you're doing private coaching, you're doing workshops, you're writing books, you're doing all kinds of things. So if somebody's listening to this and they want to get a hold of you and they want you to talk or they want you to, you know, maybe work with you one-on-one, tell us about what you're doing and, you know, how they can reach you.
Well, I do dream coaching, and I also have a radio show myself, Dream Vision Radio Network, and I do the Dreaming Healing Show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and so you can listen to me on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on internet radio. And then I have columns that I write in magazines, and you can find all of this, because I do so much, on my website, The Queen of Dreams, or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. There's a place where you can email me, get in touch with me. You can send me your dreams, and sometimes I do them on air for my Dreaming Healing Show, and you can hear the answers to your questions about your dreams at that time.
That's so wonderful. Have you heard a lot of feedback stories about what, you know, what people, I mean, the ongoing episodes of dreams and what they signify and how, what the outcomes are? Are you getting a lot of that from your, you know, listeners and the people who write you? Do you get more stories?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I get a lot of stories. I get emails from them. Sometimes I put them in my... Sometimes they come from the magazines, because the magazines that I write for, at the very bottom, it says if you have a dream that you would like information on, you can contact Kat at, and it's got my email, and I'll get all these dreams coming in from people that are just fascinating. I mean, they're like movies. And
yeah.
I will answer them in the columns. I will write up their dream and give them some idea of what it might mean if it were my dream, because truth be told, we really are the only ones who can interpret our dreams, and we do that by learning our dream language.
Oh, right, right. So you basically teach people dream language and imagery so that they have a sense when they're... It's, everything's going towards self-care, self-awareness. So you're coaching people and teaching people how to make the connections between the symbols and... You know, the language and the presentation of dreams and what it means for them personally, correct?
That's correct. And they can always see Dr. Larry and I together at the International Association for the Study of Dreams. We're usually there for the big conferences. So just go onto their website and take a look, or go onto our website to see what events we're going to be speaking at.
It's really exciting. I want to repeat all your information. We're speaking to Kathleen O'Keefe, KanAvos. And Kathleen is called the Queen of Dreams. If you just type in the Queen of Dreams, you'll be brought to her, and you can read about her blogs and her books and her radio show and all of the work that she's doing to help all of us become better acquainted and more skilled at understanding what our unconscious is telling us through our dreams. Kathleen, I am delighted that you came on the show today and shared this. This is wild stuff in a way for a lot of people. You know, it's a big country and people listen all over the country. And some people are going to be saying, oh, that's crazy. And other people are going to be saying, wow, that's cool. But if you want to watch the Dr. Oz show and you want to watch any of the programs, I think they're on your website, aren't they?
They are. They are, yes. It's called The Sixth Sense, and they can just click on it and watch it from my website.
There you go. So if you want more of Kathleen, just go to her website, The Queen of Dreams, click on the interviews and the shows that she's been on, and that will give you a lot more information. Again, Kat, thank you so much for being on the show. And listeners, don't forget to join us again next week for another informative, interesting, and really exciting interview here on Living Above the Drama.